Voters in Juneau and Petersburg decided on issues ranging from the allocation of sales tax money to funds for a bridge and a city smoking ban. We have reports from Matt Miller at KTOO in Juneau and then Joe Vicnicki from KFSK in Petersburg.
I'm Matt Miller in Juneau, where voters here soundly rejected the most controversial measure on this year's municipal election ballot. By a 2-to-1 margin, voters Tuesday turned down a proposition that would have dedicated a portion of Juneau's temporary sales tax revenue for 10 years to pay for construction of a second crossing, estimated at about $70 million. A second bridge or crossing from Juneau over Gastineau Channel to Douglas Island has long been a goal, but it has never generated enough interest from state transportation officials to justify funding. Proposition supporters say it would have jump-started undeveloped portions of the island while providing better access to emergency services for those who already live there. Opponents cited a number of reasons, among them the current proposal's route through a wetlands state game refuge and committing local sales taxes for such a large project for such a long period of time. Among other propositions on the Juneau ballot, a nearly $19 million bond proposition to renovate an elementary school, it easily passed, and voters saw no need to embark on a potential rewrite of the municipal charter. Voters also elected new assembly and school board members in a handful of non-controversial races. About 31% of registered voters turned out to vote, despite heavy rain and winds and power outages that plagued the capital city for most of the day. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki, where voters Tuesday passed a ban on smoking in most public places and working spaces. In unofficial results from the municipal election, nearly 64% voted to approve the ordinance that bans smoking in bars, restaurants, businesses, and other public places. Roughly 36% said no to the new ordinance. The prohibition applies to private clubs, hotel rooms, work vehicles, and common spaces of apartment buildings. The ordinance also includes restrictions on some smoking outdoors nearby public buildings. It does allow a business to create an indoor smoking room. Most public buildings and businesses in town are already smoke-free. The new prohibition will have the biggest impact on the town's two bars and the Moose Lodge, a private club. The issue saw no campaigning and very little debate leading up to the election. Supporters of the measure argued that the public and employees in local businesses should be able to breathe clean air, while opponents said the measure takes away freedom and wanted local businesses to decide whether to go smoke-free. That smoking ban takes effect November 1st. Besides that one ballot proposition, it was a relatively quiet election with contested races on only the city's Planning and Zoning Commission and Library Advisory Board. One vacant city council seat even went without any takers this year. A total of 679 people cast ballots in the election. That's a turnout of a little more than 28%. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.